questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on theological issues and some doubts that some have on different issues with regard to Islamic issues. In this first session, we shall talk about the some parts and some, let's say, phrases of Ziyarat al-Ashura. A phrase in this holy Ziyarat says that Ya Thar Allah wa Ibn Thar. If we want to make a rough translation of that, it means that Oh, who is the blood of God. And this is a phrase that we are going to talk about and ask some questions with regard to this very phrase from the respected guest to speak of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools, a researcher in Islamic studies. Sheikh Nur, before starting our discussion, I would like to welcome you to this show and say salam to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be salam. Here and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Dear Sheikh, can you please shed some light on this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura, where in this Qudsi Hadith, as some say, and also in this renowned Ziyarah and supplication, it has been mentioned that is Imam alayhi salam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, has been addressed as the Thar Allah ibn Thar, wal-witr al-mawtur. What does this phrase mean if... you are actually enlighten us on this, would be grateful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, actually we have this phrase in Ziyarat Ashura and maybe in other Ziyarah for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. About the meaning of this phrase of the Ziyarat Ashura, we have different interpretations. First of all, they have been interpreted to the meaning of Tharullah, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revenge for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Actually, this is referring to the importance of the, you know, martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and how, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to revenge for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Actually, it has been mentioned that it is At-talabu bid-dam, which means kind of revenging. Of course, I have to explain that when we talk about the revenge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or other qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has it, it has a specific meaning in that. It does not mean that Allah has some, you know, humanistic characters. Rather, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to revenge, you know, for the blood of Imam Hussein. And actually, it is kind of metaphoric, which is referring to the importance of the blood of Imam Hussein and how, you know, great the tragedy of Karbala, you know, was.
True.
Another interpretation of that, it means that Tharullah, which means, as you mentioned, the blood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
But again, we have to explain about this issue. What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blood or other, you know, human character? For example, we have in the verse of Noble Quran, Yadullah fawqa aydihim. The hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all other hands.
But it does not necessarily mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand.
Yes,
or exactly. Allah has some, let's say, blood, that actually the blood of God is there.
Exactly. Or for example, we have Baytullah, in the Baytikal Muharram. Okay?
Yeah.
The host of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has host for himself? Not at all. Rather, it means, you know, talking about the, you know, Arabic points of that, Arabic, if you go to the Arabic literature, you find that it is kind of idafa tashrifiyya.
Yes.
Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a metaphoric way, wanted to talk about the greatness of the position of the host of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the Kaaba. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Baytikal Muharram, the host of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Because he wanted to attribute it to himself.
Very true.
And to give some kind of authority and some kind of importance to the host of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is related to him, himself.
True.
And when we say Yadullah fawqa aydihim, it is actually kind of, let's say, metaphoric way. Mm-hmm. He wanted to say that the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominated over all powers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But if you go to some Islamic denominations, unfortunately, they have been interpreted to the physical way.
Yeah.
And they believe in kind of physical character for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, but we have that laysa kamithli shay.
But yes, exactly. But in other verses of Noble Quran, very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that nobody is like him, laysa kamithlihi shay, or other verses of Noble Quran. For example, Allahu Samad lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Nobody is like him.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is looking for him, the meaning of Samad. Of course, it has another, interpretation. I do not want to go to that.
Yeah.
As-sayyidul masmoodu ilay, which means everybody has kind of tendency toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that nobody is like him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Okay,
very
nobody
true.
Is similar to him or like to likened to him.
So accordingly, those ahadith that actually some refer to that Allah, for example, in the days of and the nights of Jum'ah comes down from the seventh heaven to the first heaven and so on and so forth. So they cannot be trusted then anyhow.
Of course they cannot be, accepted because this is, exactly opposite to the verse of Noble Quran, against the verse of Noble Quran.
Very true.
We cannot accept that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But even rationally speaking, it is not acceptable if you go to the, interpretation and explanation of different scholars talking about the character of Allah and the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
You find that it has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any limits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
true.
Does not have any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he is not
material
like anybody.
Material by itself bounds the person or bounds the existence. So Allah cannot be actually limited to material body or material thing.
Exactly. And how this limited body can be the Almighty, the creator of this universe. Of course, I do not want to go to the, that point. The point that we are talking about, when we say that Tharullah, if we say that Imam Hussein is blood of Allah, it means that he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give some kind of importance to the blood of Imam Hussein.
Yeah.
And wanted to say when you shed his blood, actually, you have disrespected Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies his house by saying that Baytullah. The same way that he magnifies his power when he says that Yadullah. Right? The same
exactly
way that you
yes.
explained well, did he?
And we have, for example, fi jambillah, we have in different verses of Noble Quran. What does it mean? That, it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kind of dimension. That, for example, you have disrespected one of the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Or baqiyatullah.
Yes.
Many words that we can find in the Holy Quran.
Many things have been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I would like to ask my dear listeners to go and to, understand and to have kind of a study about what we attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
And most of them, they have some kind of glorification to that specific point that he wanted to say and to attribute it to Allah in order to show the importance and the glory of that point. Okay, yeah. Like Baytullah and like Yadullah, many other points which have been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to summarize this point, when we say that Tharullah, blood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the point that how great the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was and how it has been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually you have, you know, shed the blood of Allah, which means you disrespected to the position and to the, you know, to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. And how about the remaining part of al-witr al-mawtur?
About the witr al-mawtur, you know, it means that he is unique personality.
Yeah.
Because we have Salatul Witr, or in other points, in other, you know, term, we call it Salatul Witr.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this witr means unique one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mawtur, it is a kind of emphasis on that, you know, which means that Imam Hussein was a unique personality and unique, you know, individual. Nobody is
similar
to him in talking about the morality of Imam Hussein, the position and the status of Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Very true.
Another point and another interpretation for Mawtur, it means that the person, an individual which, you know, actually who's companions have been martyred and has nobody and, you know, no supporter for himself, you know.
Very true.
Another interpretation of that. So you can have this kind of interpretation for the term witr and mawtur.
So both these phrases actually are going to show the importance of a person who is being described here in these phrases. That is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. To see how great he was while he presents his own life and the life of his family, his kids, his brothers and sisters, in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and says that, okay, this is me and all belong to you. So Allah wants to compensate and actually glorifies and actually praises him in this way, in this Qudsi hadith, because a Qudsi hadith is a hadith that is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, Allah has said it. The wording is the wording of Allah, but it has been narrated in the, in the words of the Holy Prophet or the infallibles. So all in all, these two phrases actually want to show the importance of a person who is being described here, that is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And wants to tell us, it doesn't want to tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blood and his blood is there, and also the uniqueness of Imam Hussein should be connected to the earlier phrase, that is the phrase before that, that is the importance of something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself will take the revenge of his blood. Is there any other point, Sheikh, to finalize the discussion?
Talking about these issues, you know, just if I want to give a reference for this point, you can go to Kitab al-Tawheed, which has been compiled by Sheikh al-Sadur. In some part of this great, you know, masterpiece, Sheikh al-Sadur talks about the different attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tries to give accurate interpretation for these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As, for example, the example I gave about the Yadullah and many other examples that I do not want to go to the details of that. But if you want to have a kind of accurate interpretation of these issues, you can go to that specific book.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for your scholarly enlightenment. And your respected listeners, for your staying tuned and listening to Q&A Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. I'd like to invite you to join us again on our upcoming session. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن. الآن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن